have two passages of Scripture to help set the stage for our meditation today. The first is from the Old Testament, from Psalm 119. It's a very long psalm, but I'm going to read just a handful of verses. I do not turn away from your ordinances, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. For your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The other scripture reading is from the second letter of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3. But you must continue with the things you have learned and found convincing. You know who taught you. Since childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures that help you to be wise in a way that leads to salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. Every Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for showing mistakes, for correcting, and for training character, so that the person who belongs to God can be equipped to do everything that is good. Well, years ago, when the package delivery company FedEx was still known as Federal Express, they made some award-winning TV commercials featuring a fellow named John Moschita. Now, you probably don't recognize his name, but if you ever saw the commercials, you'd remember him. John's claim to fame was that he had trained himself to be a fast talker. He could articulate nearly 600 words per minute. Think about that, 600 words per minute. Now, since those days, we've heard many commercials where people speak amazingly fast, but not because they had John Moschita's talent, no. Computers are able to make fast talkers out of anyone. They do that in a few ways. The computer can cut out tiny bits of silence between words to make them just a little closer together. And computers can also play the sound at a higher speed while also adjusting the pitch so the voices don't sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. On the radio, we usually hear this speed talking at the end of a commercial. The television equivalent of speed talking is when they display that teeny tiny text down at the bottom of the screen. That's when the sponsor has to include various statements that are required by FCC regulations or by the corporate lawyers hoping to avoid lawsuits. Whether in text on TV or in print ads or spoken on the radio, these legal messages at the end of commercials are called disclaimers. Now, some disclaimers are downright silly. I read about a TV commercial for an insurance company depicting a woman jumping out of an airplane, free-falling thousands of feet through the air, and eventually landing on a soft purple blanket that represented the security of a certain insurance company. Well, obviously, the actress in the ad jumped out of the airplane wearing bulky clothes that hid the parachute that she was wearing. They filmed her during free fall, and then when she opened her chute, they stopped filming. And then later, on the ground, when she jumped from an off-camera platform into this cushy blanket, they edited that onto the previous footage, thus creating the illusion that she jumped from the plane and landed on the blanket. But the disclaimer that appeared at the bottom of the TV screen, dramatization, do not attempt. Like if any of us was jump out of an airplane onto a blanket, I don't care how many parachutes we might be wearing. Another one, there's a disclaimer, there's a baby stroller that bears the warning label, caution, remove child before folding stroller. In your own home, you may have an electric hairdryer with a tag that warns, do not use in tub or shower. There's a prescription sleeping pill that actually carries this caution, may cause drowsiness. Well, I got to thinking about disclaimers the other day, things like, tax and title extra. Duh, you're never going to pay exactly $29,995 for anything. Or your mileage may vary. Yeah, because you drive in real traffic, not in a vehicle emissions lab. Or these results, not typical. You see these especially on ads for weight loss products and programs. Or available to qualified buyers. You know what that means. If you have excellent credit and you don't need it, they'll give you a loan. But if you really need the assistance, you probably don't qualify. Disclaimers are everywhere, and they seem to grow longer and longer, more and more annoying. But what if we could somehow use those annoying tiny captions and those annoying fast-talking legal cautions, use them somehow to our advantage? You know, Martin Luther, the great Christian reformer, once noted that God writes the gospel not in the Bible alone, but on the trees and flowers and clouds and stars. In other words, the gospel message could be proclaimed everywhere, in people and things and places all around us. So what if we were to change those fast-talking, tiny print disclaimers from annoyances, change them into blessings, using those commercial disclaimers to inspire brief devotional moments, bringing to mind wisdom and guidance from the Bible. Let me offer you a few disclaimers, followed by a brief devotional thought. Here's a disclaimer. Limit one per customer. Okay, let's think here. Our society seems to push us to worship our work. We've never done enough. Or to worship money. We never have enough. Or to worship shopping. We never buy enough. Or to worship appearance. We never look good enough. But that disclaimer, limit one per customer, could remind us that there is only one object truly worthy of our worship. From the sixth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, we remember this verse. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. So only God is worthy of our worship. Here's a disclaimer. Past performance does not guarantee future results. When we hear that disclaimer, I think we should say, thank you, God. We can think of that disclaimer as assuring us that the mistakes we've made in the past do not condemn us to a hopeless future. The prophet Jeremiah in chapter 31 wrote this, I, the Lord God, will forgive their sins, and I will no longer remember their wrongs. Here's a disclaimer that you hear especially around election time. I approved this message. You know, when Jesus was baptized and emerged from the waters of the Jordan, and the Spirit of God came down upon him, a voice thundered from above. It said, this is my own dear Son with whom I am pleased. In other words, God has approved the life we have as we live for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here's a disclaimer. Hurry, this offer is for a limited time only. So what are we waiting for before we commit to reforming our lives to follow Jesus Christ in all that we say and do? What are we waiting for? We don't have all day or even all year, and especially all our days. Writing to the Christian believers in Rome, St. Paul urged this, the commandments are summed up in the one command, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You must do this, he wrote, because you know that the time has come for you to wake up from your sleep, for the moment we will be saved is closer now than it was when we first believed. The final disclaimer, drink responsibly. You know, Jesus used food and drink to assure his believers that he truly is with us always. The Apostle Paul memorialized that action in a letter he wrote to the Christians in Corinth, Greece. You've heard this before. This is what Paul wrote. "For I received from the Lord the teaching that I passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took a piece of bread, gave thanks to God, broke it, and said, 'This is my body which is for you. Do this in memory of me.' And in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup and said, 'This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink it, do so in memory of me.' And this means that every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And Paul continues, "So then everyone should examine himself first and then eat the bread and drink from the cup. For if he does not recognize the meaning of the Lord's body when he eats the bread and drinks from the cup, he brings judgment on himself as he eats and drinks." And then Paul concludes with this: "If we would examine ourselves first, we would not come under God's judgment." So, even though we gather for our Lord's Supper on a regular basis, we should not treat it lightly. Recall that disclaimer to drink responsibly. That can remind us to approach the Lord's table with devotion, seeking to eat and drink and live responsibly. Let us pray that our hearts will be open to the power of God's Holy Spirit when we receive that meal. May we be receptive to how God wants to move us, to change us, to reform us, so that we more closely follow the example of Jesus Christ, the Son. Amen.